So, Adam and I are on a break from our regular format. We're currently planning our second season, but we still want to make stuff for you. We're still releasing content, usually in the form of simple, short episodes, and sometimes some other stuff. This week, I'm going to go deep into the archive and find a story. But first, we have a surprise. Depending on how long you've been listening, or if you've listened to all of our episodes, you may remember an episode called Strand by Me. Adam and I had to write a story based on the rules. You must write about someone who is stranded, you must write about a stranger in need, and it must be in a fantasy setting. So it's a great episode, you should absolutely check it out. It's one of Adam's favorites, and you know what? It's one of my favorites too. During our brainstorming session for that episode, this happened.
Maybe it's too open. Is it too open?
No, it's not too open.
I'm being too
wizard.
Open.
Wizard. So a bunch of people stranded in who knows where because a dragon overlord or someone has captured them all and sent them there. Wizard has a potion that's a teleporting potion that can teleport him away from this. But then there's this poor woman with her dying child in her arms. And she says, please, sir, I need to get away from here so my child can leave a happy life. And the wizard is super selfish and he kind of crumbles.
Now, the surprise? I've made an animation of that conversation. It turned out great. So you can find the animation on our Facebook page, YouTube, or go to the show notes and click on the link there. If you want to find out how it ends, go check it out. And if you remember how it ends, go check it out anyway. So, animation and jokes aside, let's get down to the storytelling. I feel like I've been telling stories a long time, but I really haven't been writing for a long time. I started writing in February of 2016. Adam and I had a Google Docs folder where we would just write and share content. So basically what that means is I have a cornucopia of unedited stories that have never left the vaults of the Rules Google Drive. Today, I open up that vault and share with you an original story. I'm happy to present Ascent, a story of space, motion sickness, and kitchen staff. For heaven's sake, don't get a job on a spaceship. I started working on the Ascent in 2054 and had a hell of a time getting over the motion sickness. In fact, I never have. Each night when I go to bed, I strap in and feel the false gravity pulling me down and I swear I can feel the ship moving. It's always moving. I've asked everyone I can about it, but no one has an answer. Cam, are you feeling okay, man? A familiar voice rings out behind me. I turn to see Roger, smiling widely, enjoying my obvious discomfort. Yeah, I'm all right. I try to look mad, but I can't keep a serious face for the life of me. My lips spread into a smile. I hate you, I say. I hate you too. Go puke it out, man. You'll feel better. Roger smiles and pats my back. I know it's a lie, but I say it anyway, like I always do. I swear, I'm gonna get off this ship at the next port. You've been saying that for 7 years. Has it been that long? 7 years, Roger repeats. He may have a point. I can't get off this ship. I've been here so long, I just can't do it. Don't sweat it, man. When does your shift start? Roger asks. That always makes you feel better. In 50 beats. Well, I'll be on in 20. I'll see you down there, man. Roger leaves, and I start to feel sick again. Distractions always make me feel better. Cleaning works best. I got hired as a janitor, but after a year, I was able to start in the kitchen. I pull on my uniform and look down at my plastic kitchen shoes. Randy is gonna freak if he sees these, I say to myself. I lean down and start cleaning my shoes. They still have a layer of grease and oil from yesterday's shift. Everything needs to be perfect on the Ascent. That's sort of why I like it. Everything in the right place. Everything proper. Shiny shoes! Ha ha! I hear outside my door. Mike yells at me regularly. I know it's him because his laugh has this sort of cringeworthy note to it. He always laughs at his own jokes. Shut up, Mike! I yell. I sound angry. I guess that's because I am angry. Mike's been rubbing me the wrong way lately. I really should get off at the next port. I could get a job in a harbor city, working in a nice kitchen. My shoes are spotless. My kitchen uniform is white and pressed. I look in the mirror. I look too old to be in this room, still wearing the same uniform from 7 years before. I better get going. Maybe I'll get off at the next port. This week's episode was produced by me, Philip Hall. And just a reminder, go check out that animation. While editing, I listened to it probably over 100 times. It doesn't get old. It only gets better. Well, for me, you know, self-indulgent. So, go check out that animation. Adam Ganong is calling it the best animation of the year. Wait, Adam, have you been editing my script? So, not heard this week is co-producer Adam Ganong, the script vandal. Dave Kiney is our marketing mogul. And you can find us and our animation on Facebook under The Rules Podcast. Our Twitter handle, believe it or not, is at The Rules Podcast. And you can find us on iTunes, Podbean, Google Play, the streets of Canada, or wherever else you get your podcasts. If you have a chance, why not tell a friend about us? And if you really, really care, we would love an iTunes review. They help us a lot. We will see you next week with more beautiful content.